Good evening and welcome to Kili Radio Storytelling Hour. My name is Brian, Charging Cloud, and I'm up here from 5 to 6 every week, bring you story, Lakota language, and news about education. This evening I want to say, be safe out there, drive carefully, and some of you are going back from work, have a good trip, and it is not last week when we came up here, it was over 90 degrees. Right now, it feels like 85, I don't know, but it's not that hot. And I come up here with my wife Karen again, and that's going to give me a lot of strength. I'm glad she came. And I got two stories here. And I didn't bring an Iktomi story. I really like those Iktomi stories. But next time, I will bring an Iktomi story. I have two of them ready. And
Taku iwachin chawa kiha. I check jelly chumta yumakpi. Utrapi. Yotanshle lakota sounds abena. Oh, yeah, anakun lichiawa hitu tanta lakjish now, you wash you up a wakjun jet at hoka in a rehanis waglu yeskat. Just before coming up here, I had a class this afternoon from 1 to about 3:30, and it was Lakota Language 1, and I had some good students, and they were cooperative and paid attention, and they were eager to learn. And today we spent a lot of time going through the Lakota sounds. And a lot of them were, you know, to my surprise, a lot of them were kind of picked it up. They remembered. And they tried. I think the... I noticed that they need to practice more of the glottal stop. Sounds, o, or sa, se, those kind of sounds. I'm pretty sure that maybe in a couple of weeks they'll master those too. So I'm happy about that. They can make the other sounds, the gutturals, the nasal, and they were pretty good. I'm happy with today's class.
We both work in the language, and when you think about it, and I know there's Lakota teachers out there, and then teachers too. But when you work with this language, it's a challenge. And then sometimes, like you said, you have a good class, and that really helps you out. And today I was reading your during class, when time permits, I opened that book that you have, and it was written back in 1978, and I think you use it in your Lakota language. It's got that white cover, but in there, there was a paragraph, there were several sections. And one of them, this is really important. Now, we know this. We always talk about this, too. My cousin Robert and I, when we come up here, setting the tone, okay, that's whoever wrote that book, I think it was Elgin and Bertha Chasing Hawk from Cheyenne River back in 1972, and it was under Black Hills, they call it Black Hills Teachers College then, I think. And in that section, it really opened my eyes, and we hear this all the time. What it says here, it says in there that whoever it was said that they were happy that you are teaching the Lakota language. That's how it says in that first paragraph. And it says that very first meeting with your class is the most important meeting. Do you agree with that? Okay, we can answer that later. Because that's where you set the tone. When we come up here, and we always talk Lakota, and then we always say Omaniche when you have a meeting. And I think that's where that Lakota perspective came from too. And so when you, let's say you have a meeting and with your staff, or when you start, talk Lakota, and then those words will come in, set the tone. It's a Lakota way, Lakota perspective. And then these people, the students, or whoever you're meeting with, will think Lakota. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Because if you're teaching Lakota language, the students expect you to be a speaker.
Yeah.
Lakota speaker. And, you know, that you know your sounds and stuff. You know the words and stuff. I mean, I felt it was important.
And, like, today, when we have a meeting, I just came from one, and I didn't get there till a few minutes later. But you know, places like that, if whoever is doing that meeting, if they can go in there, and even if you don't speak Lakota, learn a phrase or in Lakota and say that, and that'll really energize your people, and then set that Lakota perspective, and also that tone.
Yeah.
And then you can start speaking English again. So, like, even if you say, that just that one little phrase can really set the tone. And then start your meeting if you don't speak Lakota. But if you speak Lakota, then say a whole paragraph. And maybe Lakota language will come in paragraph, but you know, say it down and check up below the Alex Patrick. Lee Walker looking to the look.
Before I forget, at the end of today's class, before I went to class, I went to check in with a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
I heard there was a packet on her desk with my name on it. And it turned out to be a Lakota language pretest. It was an assessment that the Lakota Studies was doing. So I asked her about it, and she said, well, if you can give me some of your time, you know, I'll do this. So I said, sure. I'll at the end of class.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote it down, and when it got to that time, I called her in, and she gave them the test. And after she went back, then I looked at the test, and I read through it, and I told her, I have a suggestion. It would be good to do this again at the end of the semester, just to see how much the students gained. That's a suggestion.
So she's going to let you know how your students do.
I don't know how they're good, because this is the first time I've seen that.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe they have something worked out, but I sure would like to, find out the results.
And that's from the college, right?
From the college, Lakota Studies.
Yeah. Pretest. Yeah.
So that's why I said I suggest that, you know, they do the same test at the end of the semester,
mm-hmm.
and just to see how much the students gained.
Yeah. And that's like we have there's some schools here on the reservation, like Lone Men and Wounded Knee. Porcupine, Kyle, and Crazy Horse used to be on there, but I didn't see him last time. The Ochechi, there's an organization called Ochechi Shakoi, and they have that assessment tool. So that's going to be like the schools, they have that AYP, they call it AYP. Annual yearly progress. And right now they're doing the map test to see where the students are at Wounded Knee. I don't know about the other schools. And in this Lakota language assessment tool it's been here for that I know it's been here for the last 3 years. And last year our school, the video testing did not come out really good because we had video problems. So this year, I do have a camera, and I have a tester. You're one of the testers last year, this past year, and we will test the second graders, the fifth graders, and the eighth graders, because we're a K-8 school. Now, if you're a K-12 school, then you will test us 2, 5, 8, and 12th graders. And then you will test them again in April. So you have that whole year. See how see what they did here at the pretest and what they do in March or April, see what happens. And I think that's really good for, it should be done for all the schools. That's going to create that, maybe interest, or it's going to put that Lakota language up there. I mean, it is on the curriculum. And I'll say in all the schools, maybe not. But back in, like, say, when the bilingual program started in 1972, no, this Lakota language, it's an elective.
It wasn't important,
yeah. When they have time, they'll have it in the closet somewhere, teach them the whatever materials they have. They don't have the materials then. But now, it should be on the curriculum. It should be like where I work, it's in the other schools too. They have it, they teach it. So it's taking a long time, but it is important now. It's one of the...
Well, you know, participating in those meetings, I was surprised me was that it also includes gestures.
Yeah.
Like, remember when you point with your lips?
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's Lakota language.
That's part of communication.
Also uses pointing with your lips. Yeah.
The students should be able to pick that up. Pick that up from you pretty easy.
Point with your mouth.
Point with your lips.
Yeah. And they understand it. That's how we talk. So, but I think this assessment tool that we have is good, and I think what you're doing, like you just mentioned, pretest, that's good. I think that's really good.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah, and then the setting the tone is important too. Those two. I'd like to pass on those two. I don't know what you want to call it. For the Lakota language. Chayatuk ter ya in the way like a Ugalak and Ishim Hanta. Imagine the hung Lakotia Tokahia Wagalak. Unahan Washiti. The instant Kuyuha Lakotia Mata Tini Lakota, Chalakotia Uvenitia Lohat. Unanaku is Lakotia Snihanta. If you don't speak the Lakota language, learn some Lakota phrases and use those at the beginning of your meeting and set that tone. Because if it's at a Lakota school, then you should do that. You should use that.
You know, last week, one of the students stayed behind, one of the Lakota students, Lakota-speaking students, stayed behind to visit with me. Mm-hmm. There, while we were talking, the student came in and he just stood there. I thought he was trying to get her attention because he was standing behind her, trying to get her attention, waiting for us to finish our conversation so he could say something, or anyway, talk to her. As it turned out, when we finished our conversation, he just smiled and he said, "It's beautiful. I like listening to Lakota speaking."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. the other one is we are going to work on our, like, we started over 3 years ago with a language project at the Wounded Knee School. And at first we called that project Immersion School. And we started out with Lakota teacher in kindergarten. And we I don't know why, but we said 5 years. And now we are into our, what, fourth year, I believe. And the first year, we had a full teachers. There was a kindergarten teacher that was Lakota. Second grade teacher was Lakota. The first grade teacher, we had a Lakota teacher in there, a certified Lakota teacher. That kindergarten teacher was a certified Lakota teacher. Second year, we were okay, and then we lost that kindergarten teacher in the third year. And we model a year-round, like a Changalishka medicine wheel. So we have extended, I think that was 2.5 hours. And we have, we finished school in May, say May 22. And we start the summer immersion, continue the summer immersion, June 6. I remember that date. So we only have like maybe 12 days. And then we, the first summer school was 6 weeks, 8 weeks. Second one was eight, I believe, and then six. So we only had 3 summer schools. So maybe we're into our fourth year now. And then it's always Mazaska. So thanks to the youth group that comes to the school every year, they provided transportation for my students. And then that first summer session, you and I and the kindergarten teacher, we did it on our own, yeah. Volunteer. The second year, myself and another teacher, we did it. And by that time, the summer youth helped us too with the little stipend. This year, 2 of us again did the summer school. So, this getting back to that word immersion. After a while, I don't use it. But since we started out like that, like we still say, you still hear, how is your immersion school? And then I don't say anything because it is a language project that's over like 75% Lakota speaking. Over 75%. But I wanted to read something here. That's why I mentioned that immersion, word immersion. It says here, this comes from the Blackfeet Immersion Project. And I just took this out of there. Realistic goals need to be set for the programs that are appropriate to the state of the community's language. For example, the children do not speak the language, then the only way to bring the language back is immersion. Okay. And then they went on. Full immersion is a full, rare and exotic place to get. It doesn't happen till 4 or 5 years into your program. So we're not even close because we're not there yet. We're not even at 5 years. And then it says here, they went on to say, English is a bully language. but you make the assumption that it will take a while to get to full immersion. So you have plenty of time to just get ready. Sometimes small achievements can happen in 6 months, even in 3 months. However, and this is the Hawaiians. The first year the Hawaiians started the immersion program, it lasted a year. And they had to close down and start over again. And then we had this Blackfeet Immersion Project. We were up there, and we sit in on some of their classes. And he told us himself, Daryl Kip, he said it's going to take 7 years before you can see results. So it's really pretty tough. It can be done.
You know, during the summer in June when I went to Saskatoon, I was waiting for this session to start, this woman came, sat mm-hmm. by me.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked where I was from, so I told her, and then she said she came from the Blackfeet Reservation
mm-hmm.
in Montana. So then I asked her, so how was you? I heard you have a language project. She said, yeah, we do. I'm the grant writer. So how is it coming along? And here she said, it couldn't be done in the school, so it had to be taken out of the school, and we had to establish a school. And she said, we had a one lot in town, middle of town. We had one lot. We refurbished a building that we used, and since that time, each side of the lot became vacant.
Mm-hmm.
So we bought both lots on each side, and we expanded the school. And she said they hired all the people that they hired spoke the language, so that the students that come there every day get to listen, get to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, we take anyone that is interested. But before we could really, you know, really get into it, then the session started. But mm-hmm. It was good to meet someone from there.
Yeah. It's, when you own your own building,
yeah,
when you have your own money,
mm-hmm.
and then when you have that community,
community
support.
Yeah, support, involvement.
Parental support.
Yeah.
Then you're pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
But if that building is not yours and the Mazaska is not there, and then
yep.
if you don't have the teachers,
yep.
then it's going to take you a while.
Yeah.
So, but don't give up. We will not give up.
I was very happy to, go along when we visited that
mm-hmm.
Immersion school at Hawaii. Two places.
Yeah. Okay, here, this one here. I'll let you think about this. Now, he went on to say, indigenous leadership. Outsiders cannot lead this movement, although they can serve as helpful allies. No doubt, linguists and educators can be instrumental, both in providing technical assistance to language preservation efforts and in serving as ambassadors to the U.S. government and American public about the importance of such work. But with a few exceptions, I'm referring mainly to Native American linguists and educators. Academic people are not situated to play direct leadership roles. Outside allies can contribute most by providing resources, training, and encouragement to indigenous language. Okay, that's a lot.
Sorry, Dr. Kai.
Well, I don't know why outsiders cannot lead the movement. Somebody from Japan cannot come over here and help us lead our immersion project. Or, I don't know, outsiders. But resources is money, and what you just told me. Mazaska helps. Buyer, like they said, they bought their own, they have their own house. It's a log cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's their own classroom. The tables are theirs, the kitchen, everything's theirs. And they're strong. I don't know how it is now, but they're very successful. Okay. And then, while lack of standardization is a problem in many tribes, often provoking spirited discussion, it has created special complications among the Lakota. Okay. People are naturally loyal to their native dialect and often engage in ridicule about each other's linguistic errors. Okay, so that happens a lot, too. But so that's why we always say we must work together. So I'll put this over here on the side. And then you already covered sounds. And today, another one that we did was the word wall. And there's, I think I mentioned this many times, two or three times. Like you and I are sitting here talking, and we've been talking English a lot. But if we were talking Lakota, Nahanta, the words that we use in this little room maybe will be only maybe 100 or 200 words, or maybe less. I did that today with the, if there were sixth graders, and there was only 40 words. And then I stopped there. I went around two times around the circle. So even those little sixth graders, they had 80 words just like that. Whether it's Wambali, Doksha, K, words like that. Some words were good, some words were just really simple. Like Akenopa or Akeyamin, like that. But some of them will come up with like Chathamka, Doksha, K, one of them came up with Wakalapi. So they know a lot of words. But it's just that we do not put them into thoughts, sentences, like that. So, and they made a word wall last year. And they had some really good words. So, I think that's important too, that word wall. I have one story here. I want to say thanks to everybody that's listening out there. And when we come up here, we always talk about the Lakota language, because both of us speak the Lakota language, and both of us, you and I, are really we like to see children speak Lakota. That's why we're doing that. This one here. Is it's called Lakota Oehaha. Now this one here, I only have it in the English language. So do you want to read this, because you're a better reader than I am?
Lakota Oehaha joke. Lakota joke. Because the landscape was similar to that of the moon, NASA came to the Badlands to test their latest new astronaut moon suit. An old Lakota man and his son were looking for their horses nearby, and they were watching them. The son asked the NASA people what they were doing. The NASA people explained. Since the old man could not speak English, his son interpreted what was said. The old man got very excited and asked if he could send a message to the moon. The NASA people thought it was a good idea, so they found a tape recorder and the old man recorded his message. During the recording, the son started to laugh at what his father was saying. The NASA people asked what he had said, and the son would not translate the message. They took the recording into town and asked several people to translate. Everyone who listened would laugh, but would not tell them what the message was. Finally, after agreeing to pay someone for a translation, they found out. His recorded message was, "Hey, watch out for these guys. They will steal your land." It's from Jokes Heard Around the Res. Spookish, Niwi.
Yeah. Is that we would pass that along. And it's up to you to think about it. And then here's another one. And I'll read this Lakota. Wichahbi Hifaye, fallen star. Okay? And this came from the Lakota Star Knowledge. Ihani, Lakota Rikosh Kalakanum, Hahepich Jahan Tchkal, Wakata Kya, Etua, Ugalag. Naji hampi. Watoha moji uchakpi wali latranka. Na uyak pacha. Epazona. Tramaske ki. Ukiakina. Hey hingna waya wa chinkto. Ya ukiakin. Inkhaish ya moji epazona. Hey hingna ya chinke. Ata ngnahalaka napi wichakpi makhochekta awichakipina wichakpi mahena ngena wichakpi ma ikilush akapi kapi wichakpi akapina wichakpi makhocheki he tchawapi kapi yash timsila uke wichashipishne. Matohan Nyukha Moji Iniashni, Timsila Ukacha, Vichakmi Makhoje Kohe Uyukhloke. Uyukhloka Ogna Dukter Tiki Oyanke. Yokshu Hingadina Glatchin. Lila Glatchincha, Timsila Uta Ukina Hena Sung. Na wikhawa kahe. Wikha kile un lichu as kuta wikha kile ihunishne. Chahich pa kiapi. Wakhaeratrawa laki echela ni. Chatrashiag mukawa ichahia kiapi. Hasiag muka kili lena lakhota ya picha. Ukshila keha. Vichach pi hikpae ea chajila tapi. Nanaku lakhota ya vichach. Vichach pi hiyaye. Uch ankhoya ichaga. Ichaga. Nanaku lila haske. Hasiag muka wa he wana. Wanetu ota cha ushlaki. Makota wichoti wa ekta aki. Chalila yokpi. Wichakpi hikpaya lakota ki uchaki. Naha wichoti echekche omani kiapi. Chesapa ekta watohan lakota ya hihankara. Paha uchlate etipi. you can appear to one, appear to Yohila. Mabri Shawa Kya Hu. Nusna Vichincha Lawaji Manuna. Ogata Aki Nusna Kte Kapi. Vichasha Ki Mazawa Khan Kutepi Yash Atash. Kutepi Oki Bishni. Tawa Cheki Api. You can Vichakpi Hikpaye Apetu Shakoi Sahan. He. Namabri Shaki Kte. Navichincha la kilena makata evicharanaka kyapi. Vichincha la shakui. Neva shicha la.
Eake, eagle trick. Lakota constellations. Long ago, two young Lakota women were out one night looking at the stars. One young woman said, "See that beautiful star? I wish to marry it." The other woman said the same about another star. Suddenly, they are transported into the star world, and there these two stars become their husbands. The wives become pregnant. They are told the star world is theirs, but also warned not to dig any wild turnips. Eventually, one of them does, and as she pulls out the turnip, a hole opens in the star world. She is able to look down and see the earth, and even her own village. She becomes homesick and decides to return to earth. She braids more and more turnips to make a rope and lets herself down through the hole, but the braid doesn't reach the earth and she falls. The crash kills her, but her baby is born. The baby is raised by a meadowlark. Since meadowlarks speak Lakota, the baby, now named Fallen Star, grows up speaking it too. Fallen Star matures rapidly, in days rather than years. He is taller than normal, and a light emanates from him. The meadowlark grows old and takes him to a Lakota band where he settles for a while. Fallen Star, the protector, the bringer of light and higher consciousness, travels from the one Lakota band to another. And everywhere he is recognized, expected, and reverenced. At one point, a band is camped near Harney Peak in the Black Hills. Every day, a red eagle swoops down and steals a girl child, carries her to the mountaintop, and kills her. The men try to shoot the red eagle but fail. They pray for Fallen Star, and after 7 days, and after seven girls have been killed, he arrives. He shoots the eagle and places the spirits of the seven girls in the sky as a constellation. In Lakota, Wichintala Shakomi, seven little girls.
And usually, these stories, long time ago when they tell these stories, that's how the children learn. So with that, it's now 5 minutes to 6, and I want to say good evening to Charlie over in Barjola Otwai, Martin, and Tom, at Wazi Aha. And then at Wounded Knee School, we have two teachers down there that listens to this show. Chris, if you're listening, and AJ, the football coach. Have a good evening. And we always say good evening to our Trakoja Velet.
Trakoja.
And Amos too.
Trakoja Wichintalaka.
Naomi. And
my students.
Yeah. So with that, I want to say thank you to Kitty Radio, to Lloyd, plays good music, and we'll come back up here next time again. Hopefully Karen will come back again. You're doing an awesome job, so keep coming. Try to bring an Ikdomi story this time. I like Ikdomi stories.
So I'll bring an Ikdomi.
Yeah, bring an Ikdomi. So thank you, Lloyd, for having us, and have a good evening.